Marjorie Bowen, A Short Story Collection, An Introduction. Margaret Gabriel Vere Campbell was born on the 1st of November 1885 on Hayling Island in Hampshire. Her childhood was fraught with problems. Her alcoholic father left early in her life and was later found dead on a London street. Life thereafter was poverty with an uncaring mother. However, her talents took her to the Slade School of Fine Art and later to study in Paris. Her first fiction, written at a mere 16, was a violent medieval historical novel, The Viper of Milan. Initially rejected by several publishers, it went on to become a bestseller. After this, her prolific writings were the main financial support for the family. Her literary output numbered over 150 volumes, mainly under the pseudonym of Marjorie Bowen, but she also used the name Joseph Shearing, George R. Preedy, John Winch, Robert Pay, and Margaret Campbell. Within this output, she assigned the pseudonym to the various genres she worked across, from historical fiction to supernatural short stories. Perhaps her best-known work is the 1909 book Black Magic, a gothic horror novel about a medieval witch. Several of her works were also adapted into films. She was married twice, the first to Zeffirino Emilio Costanza. They had two children, who died of tuberculosis, and then to Arthur L. Long, and another two children. Marjorie Bowen died on the 23rd of December 1952 at St. Charles's Hospital in North Kensington, London, after suffering serious concussion from a fall in her bedroom. She was 67.
Decay by Marjorie Bowen. I want to write it down at once, to get it out of my head, as they say, though why one should suppose these things are in one's head, I don't know. They seem to me all about us, flavouring the food we eat, colouring the sky. Of course, I've got the journalist's habit of scribbling, too. It is so much easier to jot things down than explain them by speech. To us, at least. And you are so far away, it is a good excuse to send newsy letters. Only I've got a feeling that in Lima this will read, well, queer. Still, you must be interested, and I must write. No, I forestall your objection. It won't do for copy. I'm not spoiling a good scoop. What I have got to say can never be published, nor written to anyone but yourself, and you won't speak of it, I know. Good Lord, you won't want to. You'll remember the people as they would you. We were all in the same set together for so long. I think you were the first to break away when you got this Lima job, weren't you? And soon after that came the marriage of Cedric Halston. You heard all about it. I sent you the cuttings written by our own colleagues. You were rather fond of Halston, I think. So was I. Of course, we were rather prejudiced by his being called Cedric and writing poetry, but it was such good stuff, and he was such a decent sort. And, of course, being so palpably ruined in Fleet Street, much too good for what was too good for the rest of us, wasn't he? And rather more poverty-stricken than anyone ought to be, it seemed to me. Lord, the sheer sordidness of Halston, hard-uppishness. He couldn't write his stuff for grind and worry and despair, but the little bits that struggled through, as it were jolly fine. Even the old diehards that slammed the door in the face of youth, etc., etc., said he was, well, the right stuff. None of your crazy, mazy, jigsaw, jazzy poets, poison green and liver yellow, but the real thing, like Keats. Of course, there ought to have been money in a stunt like that, being the real thing, I mean, and starving. But poor old Halston never could work it, could he? He just starved. Not very picturesquely. Till he met Jennifer Harden.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?